We'd undertake those reviews for a number of reasons, again, relating to changes in the market, changes in the project, changes in scope. We would carry the results of our reviews to the Water Board. Again, just to emphasize, any reviews we conduct of security would be limited to only to the security carried by our department.
Thank you. Any more questions for KIIA?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's Steve Hartman with KIIA. One more question. Earlier, Agnico Eagle said that security should be reviewed for the second license term. Does KIIA have an opinion or a position on, or sorry, does INAC have a response to reviewing that in the second license term?
Thank you, Kai. Thank you, INAC.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We agree with a review of the security at that point, though we would contend that should not be a reason to estimate a low level of security at the beginning of the project.
Thank you. Any more KIIA?
No, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there any question to the INAC presentation from public? So there's none. I take there's none. So can we shall have a 10-minute break before the staff ask question to INAC. 10-minute break. Shall reconvene. Bob, are you on the line?
No, someone else. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I can't believe that there's nobody answering us at all. Testing 1, 2, 3. Is anybody there?
Yeah, we can hear you, Bob, and...
they can hear us.
Yeah.
I can hear them in the background.
Yeah, we can hear you.
They can hear us.
No, I can't hear nothing. All I'm doing is printing something out, so I can't hear.
Bob, are we clear enough?
We can hear you, but it's a very weak signal.
Okay. Yeah, condition handling right now.
That's better. That's getting better.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. How is it?
It's fine by me, Bob. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's better now. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Do you copy me, Ludi?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're nice and clear.
Hey, carry on.
Carry on.
Okay. Okay. We shall carry on. Dealing with the staff to ask question. INAC on the intervention right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Steve Lines will have the first few questions.
Okay, thank you. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a few minor clarifications for INAC. The first one is regarding the timeline for the submission of an interim and final A&R plan. And I guess if the applicant were to submit an interim plan 6 months after the start of mining, and then they wouldn't submit the final one until a year before the mine closed. Would INAC be seeking or wanting to see a significantly updated A&R plan upon renewal of a license after 7 years if one is issued?
Thank you. INAC?
Mr. Chair, it's Jim Rogers, INAC. Normally, at a when a license comes up for renewal, especially a Type A license, the board will again call a hearing or at least a written hearing, and I would expect the board would also request an update on all those plans, like closure plans, at that time, depending on the length of period that the board issues the license. That may be well short of the point of requiring or well short of mine closure, and therefore I think the plans would have to be reissued, updated using the best available knowledge at the time. If the board decides to have a longer term license, I would suggest if things change during the time of the mine, best available knowledge again should be used to update the interim closure plan. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Steve?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My next question is if INAC could just provide us with maybe a general plan, if they have one in mind, on how and when INAC would undertake site inspections during construction or operations, if they have a plan laid out for that. Thank you.
Thank you. INAC. Michael.
It's Michael Nadler, responding to the question, Mr. Chair. First, just it would be difficult for us to anticipate the frequency of inspection visits without a license in hand. There may be conditions of the license that would require more frequent visits. There might be conditions that suggest less frequent visits. Our inspection function follows a general rule of thumb for projects of this scale that we would visit the project site at least 4 times in a year for both. This project is mostly on IOL, but if it were on Crown land, that would include both land and water inspections. There are aspects of the project, for example, the all-weather road, that involve federal land use, so we would have federal land inspectors looking at the road. Again, that estimate would change, possibly based on the conditions of the water license. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Steve?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My next question is regarding, it's a statement made in INAC submission on page 4. I can just read it off here if that's okay. It says the annual report should include a geotechnical site report completed by an independent review panel. And I would just like, if INAC could clarify, is that panel different from the expert dike panel proposed by AEM, or I guess what that entails? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, could I get a clarification? Is that in the presentation we made today or in our written intervention?
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, sorry for that. That's in the written intervention on page 4.
Thank you. We believe it's up to the proponent to hire an independent engineer. I agree with the group and person that they've chosen to do the independent review. It's not only to protect the water board and the license and the people of Nunavut, but it's also a prudent way for the company to protect themselves. Sometimes it's nice to have someone outside. So I would suggest that their group or their outside group would be adequate if a geotechnical engineer remains on that group.
Thank you. Steve?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My next question is, again, going back to the written intervention on page 6